Would you mind holding for a moment? Oh my goodness, babe. I'm sorry. You know, it's been a really long day at work when I'm treating my boyfriend like a customer. Just can't seem to turn work mode off. Oh yeah, it was crazy. And of course, my manager was nowhere to be found all night. Oh, please. He just locks himself in his office. I don't know, probably watching porn and jacking off, or watching us on the security cameras and jacking off. Well, yeah, he's a perv. Not the perviest manager I've ever had, though, and... What do you mean? Yeah, I told you about the pervy manager I used to have when I worked for the cable company, right? And are you sure? Oh, it's a long story, babe, and I know you wanted to watch the game. You think my story sounds more promising than the game. Someone's horny, aren't they? To want to hear a dirty story rather than watching the game. Those two things are usually tied for your top favorites. Hard to choose. Speaking of hard. All right, well, I think I can get you there soon enough, babe. Although, I'm not sure you're going to love this story. No, I'm fine, I'll still tell you. You remember when I used to work at the cable company, right? Well, I had to take the overnight shift because that's the only thing that worked with my schedule. And there were just a handful of us that worked that shift because usually it wasn't very busy. And I was usually the only girl that wanted to work the late shift. Wasn't very popular among the females. So usually it was really quiet, uneventful. I had to drink like 4 or 5 cups of coffee just to stay awake through my shift. But some nights, it got crazy busy. Especially the nights when live events were on, pay-per-view events. And that includes some live pay-per-view porn events, babe. Well, I mean, some people enjoyed getting their porn that way. It was before we had full-blown access to everything like we do now. Anyways, men would call in and complain that their cable signal went out during part of the movie and want a refund. For a lot of the live events, that was a legitimate complaint. But when it came to the live porn events, more often than not, the guy would have blown his load early and then realized he didn't want to pay the 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, however many bucks it was for the pay-per-view and want a credit after he's blown his load. So we'd get a lot of those types of calls on those live event nights. But there was one way, for me at least, to tell if the customer was telling the truth or not. They would be extra aggravated on the phone if their live porn event cut out before they got off. What, babe? Oh, you could just hear it in their voice. The desperate need to come. And usually, once they heard my voice on the other end of the line, a female voice, they'd slip in some innuendos to see how I'd react. I don't know, like, things like, it's so hard to pay a big bill when they didn't get the satisfaction they were looking for. Or they waited up all night for this event and now they're up and there's nothing they can do about it. You know, shit like that, babe. Sometimes I could even hear them stroking their cocks in the background They wanted to keep me talking to them. Usually, we'd rush customers off the phone so that we could take the next call, especially on busy nights with live events. But I don't know, somehow my nasty little manager had a sixth sense for when the pervs were calling my line. Or maybe just on the nights when we were airing pay-per-view porn, he would listen into my line on purpose. But whenever I'd be dealing with some of those customers, he'd come stand by my desk, and he'd whisper in my ear, the other one that didn't have the headset on it, what he would call tips on how to provide excellent customer service. He'd whisper exactly what I should say to the customer. Something like, "What can I do to make sure you're satisfied tonight, sir?" Oh, yeah. And I'd just repeat that word for word to the perv on the other end of the line who was stroking his cock. And that's when things would take a turn, babe. Customers would get a little dirtier, ask me what I'd be willing to do for them. And I already knew the cable company that I worked for was pretty stingy about giving out credits, even legitimate ones. So that wasn't something I could offer. And my manager would whisper in my ear, "Ask the customer what he suggests. Nothing's off limits." I told you he was a perv, too. And customers would say things like, "Describe myself to them." Which, of course, I had to tell them the truth, babe. That I had big tits, nice ass, full lips. Those are the parts they wanted to hear about most. Then I could always hear them moan, stroke a little faster. My manager still standing right over me, his crotch just at eye level. I remember there was always a big bulge as he stood over me while I talked to these unsatisfied customers. And he never really did that with anyone else, mind you. If he had some coaching to do or suggestions, he'd wait until they were off their calls and call them over to his desk. Not with me. Not with these types of calls. He'd stand beside my desk. I remember the first time he kept coaching me, wanting me to tell the customer that I'm new and I won't be able to get off the call, that is, until I know that the customer's very happy with the service that I provided them. And my manager would try to get me to slip in the word "come" as often as I could. Like, "Come on, sir. Just tell me what you need. Come on. Anything." And I could see my manager adjust his cock while he would say dirty things for me to repeat to the customer, all sounding seemingly professional at first, until I started to get caught up in what was happening on the other end of the phone line too, babe. Well, it's hard for a girl like me not to get turned on when there's someone stroking their cock on the end of the line, telling me how hard they are, telling me where they were in the live porn they were watching, when the girl was just about to take off her panties in that game of strip poker she was playing with all those horny men that already had their cocks out, that she was going to be bent over the poker table and fucked in every hole. That always made me so wet in my chair with my headset on. Of course, my manager by this time is moaning right along with the customer while I said, "What a shame you didn't get to see that lucky slut take all of those hard cocks. I bet she was so tight, too, and eager." Oh, yeah, I'd say just about anything at that point to get them off. No, not really because I had to, babe. Although, I did really feel sorry for those guys that legitimately called in their cable cutting out in the middle of a live porn event that they probably waited weeks or months to jack off to. You know, I hate it when a hard cock doesn't get to come, right? Besides, there was just something about working that late night shift with all those other men that were my coworkers and my horny boss always staring at me and adjusting his cock. I don't know, the night shift naturally made me horny too. Why don't you just unzip, babe? No point trying to hide that you're hard for me. Well, I'm gonna continue with this tale, don't you worry. I just want to see your cock. Fuck. God. Right, where was I? The customer would tell me more about the particular porn star they wanted to watch, what she was especially good at, blowjobs, tit jobs, taking multiple cocks in multiple holes, anal. A lot of anal calls, actually. I don't know, I don't think that porn was as readily available as it is today. I've been asked a lot by men jacking off on the other end of the line if I've taken a cock up my ass. I remember the first time a client asked me that, my manager standing beside me, eager to hear my response. And I just giggled and said, "Of course, what girl doesn't like a hard cock up her ass?" That's when my manager moaned, loud enough that I was sure the customer could hear it, but they were too into stroking their own cocks to even hear anything but me. Then my manager's cock came out as I was talking about how I like to suck cock with the customer on the other end of the line, how I like to take it up the ass, how I love big load of cum cream pieing my cunt. My manager was jacking off so close to my face as I told the customer how much I love the sloppy sounds of my spit sliding up and down a hard shaft. That's when my manager stepped closer into me, pushed his cock against my lips while I was mid-sentence with the customer so that I could start sucking his cock. I thought the customer would be upset that I didn't finish what I was saying, but once he started hearing me make those noises, those cock-sucking sounds, babe. You know the ones. Ah, really? You want a reminder, huh? You mean like this? Yeah, those sounds, babe. Those were the sounds I made around my manager's cock. At that time, I was pretty hungry for a hard cock. My pussy was wet, sitting in my chair. Customer on the other end of the phone was just moaning, encouraging me. "Yes, let's suck that cock. Suck it. Take my dick. get it all lubed up so I can stick it up your ass. And normally, if a customer said anything to us that was degrading, profane, unprofessional, we were allowed to hang up on them. But in this instance, of course, I let the dirty talk slide. Nothing I could really do about it anyways, with my manager's hand on the back of my head, pushing my lips right down to the base of his dick. Well, his cock was okay, babe. Not as sexy as yours. But did make for a fun night at work. Getting to suck off a hard cock while another one was being stroked for me on the other end of the line. And then the customer would talk about how he wished he could just bend me over my desk right there and shove his cock inside my cunt or my ass. That would only make my manager face fuck me harder, and the customer on the other end of the line get more and more turned on, beating his meat so loud. That would just get me wetter and wetter. And I remember that first time my manager could barely hold back. He was trying so hard not to come while the customer was still talking on the other end of the line, knowing the customer needed to come to be ultimately satisfied. He slipped his cock out of my mouth, leaned down against my ear, and told me to tell the customer how much I wanted it up my ass, how I was a little anal slut, that all I want is his hot cream pumping into my tight little hole, how tight it was. Then he made me stand up and bend over, and I could feel my manager rubbing my abs and my jeans. Not like he could do anything about it in the moment. I usually just wore jeans and a t-shirt to work. It was a casual kind of place. But he did kind of reach behind me and pull my t-shirt down, start squeezing my tits, making me moan, rubbing his hard cock against my jeans. And as I was moaning, the customer was going crazy, talking about fucking my ass, pumping it up my ass, just wanting me to respond to every dirty thing he said with, "Yes, I wanted more. Up my ass, fuck my ass. Please, please, give it to me. I'm a dirty girl. I'm such a dirty girl." Until the customer would unload. Could hear him grunting and moaning, and then finally just relaxing and thanking me for my exceptional service. Always wanting my number or to find out what office I worked in and come pick me up after work. That's when my manager would jump in and say something close to my microphone about taking too long on calls and getting in trouble, so that I could pass that information on to the customer and get them off the line quickly, knowing they wouldn't want to get the little slut that just got their cock off so hard into trouble at work. And as soon as the call disconnected, my manager hit my phone so no other calls would come in, grabbed the back of my head and shoved it back down on his dick, fucking my face hard, commending me for my excellent service, how well I used my mouth. Oh, fuck, it's so hot to watch you stroke to this, babe. You just want to know where he came, don't you? Well, that first call, like I said, this was new for him and me, and he was so close. My mouth worked his cock so good that didn't take me long to get him to the point where he wanted to come. I was sure he was going to come in my mouth, but he also was a tit lover, I could tell by the way he always stared at my t-shirts when I'd walk in for my shift and hover over me from behind, looking down into my cleavage whenever he needed something. So at the last moment, after I was sucking on his cock, deep-throating him and trying to swallow around the head of him to get him to come, he pulled my hair, sliding my head off of his spit-soaked pole, telling me to stick my fucking tits out, and that's when he just jacked off, just like you are, babe, fast, just like that, over my naked tits. You want me to take them out for you, babe? Just like I did for him? Yes, I arched him up towards his cock, just like that. And he stroked really fast while I licked my lips. And he told me he knew that I was a slut, that I took it up the ass, and he could tell by the way I sucked his dick, like I love cum. And I looked up at him with my tits out just like this, and I told him, yes, I love cum. Give me some cum. Give me cum. Oh, yeah, babe, please give me cum. Please cum on my tits, please. Yes, 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 yes. Oh, fuck me. Fuck. Oh, my God. Holy shit. Oh, my God. Fuck. For the record, you got a lot more cum than my manager ever did, babe. It's so much yummier, too, to clean off. Yeah, I did clean off his cock. And when I was done getting every last drop of cum off the tip of his dick, he reached down and rubbed his cum into my tits a bit before sliding my t-shirt back up over them. Just clung to my tits, sticky and see-through for the rest of the night, as I kept taking call after call from pervs that insisted their pay-per-view got cut off, noticing that some of my male co-workers were just listening to me as they handled their own customers, rubbing their cocks too, looking at my tits and my cum-soaked shirt. Eventually, over time, when some of these calls would come in, my coworkers started getting in on the action too, literally bending me over my desk. By that time, I'd learned not to wear jeans to work anymore. They didn't give my manager or co-workers enough easy access, so I wore either yoga pants or short shorts or summer dresses or skirts, so I could just easily be bent over, getting fucked while I was taking calls from some perv, telling them how much I love cum and cock and how I wished I was the girl in whatever live event they would be watching. Heck, I even researched a lot of the live event porn that would be on just to know what the girl would be doing, so I could tell the pervs on the other end of the line that would call in exactly what I wanted to do with their cocks, just what that porn star would want to be doing, knowing what they wanted to hear, what they'd like, what would get me their cum. Well, of course, they were very sad to see me go, babe. But I wanted to move on to bigger and better things. I definitely got bigger and better with you, babe. But I will admit, sometimes I miss that type of naughty on the job fun that I used to have in the wee hours of the morning. Just me and the guys at the cable company. Oh, yeah. I definitely credit that job for honing my customer service skills, babe. Speaking of which, why don't you put the game on and I'll give you another demonstration on how good I am at servicing customers. As long as you don't mind me sitting in your lap while you watch the game, taking these tits out that my manager and coworkers always love to cover with cum. Oh, yeah, babe. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Yeah, you are bigger and better. Just so you know, I'm not going to stop riding you until you're absolutely satisfied, sir. Oh, God.